Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, you guys? It's Sean Rossap. Here with a couple of names you know, and if you don't, you're going to know them pretty soon. We got the Voros Twins.
Yo, we're the Voros Twins. Oh, we start every interview. We always say, yo, we're the Voros Twins.
We have to. Now we're settled in.
Now we're settled in. We're sharing our headphones. Because that's what we do. We share everything.
I guess clothes.
Brain cells. Everything.
You guys have the same shirts on right now. I mean, you guys have really, you guys have exploded over the past several months specifically. I mean, you guys are all over the place. I mean, I even saw an interview you all did with Alicia recently, which I really enjoyed. Like another good Canadian.
And she was a quarter Hungarian.
Wow. And we're Hungarian.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy.
Are you Hungarian?
I am not Hungarian at all. Actually, I am Appalachian mutt. I am just pure Kentucky, West Virginia, Tennessee, that general region. But I mean, you guys are based out of Vancouver. We were talking a little bit off the air, and I know you guys have been staying busy during the pandemic, which is not something that a lot of people have been able to do. How was that adjustment for you guys, considering you've been wrestling for so long, and how has that adjustment been for you all?
So we got super lucky because we found ways to entertain ourselves, but it is super hard because wrestling is a huge, like, focus on our lives for the like last 6-7 years. So,
and we made like YouTube videos before wrestling, and we know how to edit and things like that. It's something we always liked, but then when wrestling kind of shut down, we're like, let's bring it back, bring out the content. So it was like
just fun to like creatively like do other stuff that like relate to wrestling, even if we can't wrestle every weekend as much as we like to.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows you all blew up on TikTok. You all have had just an incredible amount of success over there. What specifically led you guys to that platform? Because it's paid off for you big time.
So it's a funny story.
Back in December, we wrestled for Beyond Wrestling against Identical Twins, which is crazy.
You're getting confused. So we were backstage at a Ring of Honor show, and Cold Cabana was like, guys, why aren't you on TikTok? And we didn't really know what TikTok was.
And he was like showing us the app, and I'm like,
we were like, what?
Yeah, we were so confused. So then like months later, Cold Cabana's voice was in our ear, and we were like, he was like, make a TikTok.
So it was around, I think, March 31st. We made a TikTok, and we're like, we're just going to post whatever.
Just for fun, like videos for fun.
Since April 1st, we made 2 TikToks every single day. We didn't miss a day, so we dove headfirst. So that's it. I think it was because we had like, let's say, 100 followers, mm-hmm. but TikTok pushed the video out to like 1,000 people. And we're like, wait, this doesn't make sense. Like Instagram, your followers get it, but on TikTok, like, it reaches like random people. So we're like, this app is pretty cool.
Do you think that kind of helped you guys? Because as you mentioned, like the algorithms for every social media are so much different. Like I do really well on Twitter. I don't do great on Facebook or Instagram.
Yeah,
type of thing. Like they're very unpredictable.
No, it's something that we're kind of like learning and stuff like that. Because I think at the time TikTok, it's still pretty new, but when we joined, it was more newer.
It was such a small community even then. Like, it's already so hard to break through. So I think we just got lucky at the right time, right place. Mm. Plus, we thought TikTok was lame. But then during the pandemic, so much adults went onto it.
And there's still not much wrestlers on it. Like, I don't know what some wrestlers are doing, but you guys got to get on TikTok.
I know. Shaza McKenzie was one of the first ones on there, but...
It's the first one I saw. Her and Marco, Marco Stunt was on there. I'll tell you the one that surprised me. I was doing an interview ahead of WrestleMania weekend before everything went down, and Bad Luck Fale was like, he was like, follow me on TikTok. And I was like, really? You're on TikTok? And he's like, yeah, I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, No, it's crazy because it used to be so much kids on there. Now it's like everyone on there.
I think even Eddie Kingston had TikTok. Oh,
that's amazing. Point. Eddie Kingston, that's a TikTok everybody's got to follow if he's on there. So you guys, you mentioned being backstage ROH. You all had done an ROH appearance before. I know that you all had done, I think, a seminar as well, right?
So we've wrestled on TV and we did one of their live shows, but it's something we definitely want to do more of in the future.
We did an ROH tryout back in 2017, 2018, somewhere around there. So we got a lot of good connections from there, and it was just good times.
Good times.
What did you get any really good feedback there? Because I know that those can be very, very invaluable. I know a lot of people who ended up going to those tryouts and seminars that ended up with full-time contracts.
Uh-huh. I think it's a little different because we're Canadian, so there's a little bit more logistics involved. In there. But we learned a lot. It's funny because what's something we learned there? Help me out.
you learned how to get on TikTok.
No, we that's learned true, that true. At the very end we did a group photo. Everyone was in the ring and the ring collapsed because there's too much weight.
People on the ring apron.
So we learned to not put 30 people on a wrestling ring on the apron.
That would have been a perfect first TikTok.
I wish TikTok was around back then. We could have capitalized.
But it's not just well, you did do the ROH appearance. I think it was against the Bouncers, right? It was against Malonis and Beer City Bruiser, he's got a lot of wrestling knowledge that I don't think a lot of people really understand. He went like and worked really hard with Harley Race and his family. Mm. What did you learn specifically maybe about yourselves? Like, had you all done a lot of TV stuff before then?
Awesome. None really before that. But then it felt really comfortable when we were out there. Mm. It's something that we definitely want to do more of. We don't really get nervous at all. Some people say, like, if you're a wrestler and you get nerves, then you're still,
there's a saying somewhere, but we don't get nervous when we wrestle. I think because there's two of us, so it, like, makes it easy. Oh, and speaking of Harley Race, we did the Harley Race camp back in, like, 2016, and he gave good advice. This guy did a hip toss, and the guy took a bad bump, and he was like, don't do bad bumps or you'll end up in a wheelchair like me. So it's something we stuck with us,
which is crazy because wrestling's so physical. Like, even a move like a hip toss, like, people are doing crazy moves and stuff, but like wrestling's very physical,
especially now, like all these crazy bumps people are doing. Wild.
Did you ever hear the story where CM Punk said he was at Harley Race's house and he just looked under his couch and there was like a $20,000 check just sitting there?
Really?
He was just like, hey, Harley, you gonna cash this $20,000 check? And he's like, I'll get around to it.
Whoa.
I wish we would have found a check at like the Harley Race camp. We should have looked under the ring.
So you guys haven't even talked about the Varos triplet. I was given information specifically by the third Varos twin, which would be a triplet. Luther hit me up and he said, I love those guys. I'm their triplet. And he passed along a picture. He actually cut my hair in January. We did a hair donation video and he held me down while Awesome Kong cut my hair. How did Luther as a Varos triplet happen?
So it's insane. As soon as we locked our eyes on him, we clicked. Instantly, we knew he did
a couple shows for ECCW in Vancouver and some Portland shows a couple years ago. And we ended up feuding with him and teaming with him.
We even had a sleepover at his house. We played hide and seek.
He's a big gamer too. A lot of people don't realize he's a big sports gamer. Like, he loves that stuff. Did you all ever get in any gaming with him or anything? Because I know you all
play with him. No. Never with him.
We just play Fortnite, but that's just two people.
Yeah.
So
is that ever anything that you all like? Do you all step outside of Fortnite, or do you all do any other video gaming or anything like that?
No, we've always done like Super Nintendo growing up, but like right now Fortnite is way too fun. That's all our time that we're going into.
So Luther had the hair. A good dude. A lot of people don't realize how just nice that guy is. Another guy who has a wealth of wrestling knowledge. Who would you all say that you've learned the most from since you all have started wrestling?
I think it has to go to our trainers, Nicole Matthews and Artemis Spencer.
Especially, they taught us everything we know. They were both so kind. We still see them, I guess now there's no training because of COVID, but
training with them once or twice a week for years.
For years.
Artemis Spencer is one of the best wrestlers in the Pacific Northwest, and Nicole has a wealth of knowledge. So I guess definitely those two the most.
So, Nicole Matthews is very heavily respected, especially within the female wrestling industry. She gets a lot of, I see her getting a lot of credit. Like, she hasn't necessarily been on WWE or anything like that, but you see a lot of people cite her as an influence. I mentioned you guys are doing a little bit of everything. I see you guys reviewing cereal all the time. So here's the thing. There are all these times people will say, oh, well, when I grew up, it was better. No. I go through the cereal aisle now, and I'm like, man, kids have it good these days. This is the golden era of cereals. What motivated you guys to do that?
Oh, should we just say what it was?
Yeah, you can say
it. Okay, it's funny because we were pandemic hit, we need more YouTube content.
Yeah.
We were actually watching Demandy's Donuts.
Like Sonya Deville and Mandy's.
Nice.
Donut review show on YouTube. We're like, we need something just to talk.
Just to people get to know our personality more.
And then we always like cereal. I don't know how we came up with the idea.
We opened the cereal, but we both pull on the cereal bag. And it exploded. The first time we did it, it wasn't even planned.
And then we're like, we unleashed the cereal. So that's what it's called. Unleash the cereal.
Now it's just weekly, we rip cereal and it flies everywhere. And then we taste it off the floor. So.
They've got a long way to go in cereal bag opening technology. It should be a lot easier than it is, but it always rips near the top, but not... Right, I'm like, man, now I got a hole here. I got to roll it over.
Yeah.
But I love, I go through the cereal aisle all the time, and who doesn't like cereal? So why would you
live? You live in America. You have so much cool ones that we don't have.
That's what Ethan Page told me. Ethan Page was saying like when he comes down to the States, he picks up a lot of different cereals.
Yeah,
yeah.
We get some American ones sent to us because we just get the normal ones, like Fruit Loops, Rice. You guys,
and it's crazy. We always do milk first instead of cereal.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
That's the only way to eat it. You all were so likable too.
You all were so likable.
Never mind. He's joking.
Am I?
Oh, yes, no. Yes, so I go to Canada once a year. Didn't get to this year. I noticed you guys have a lot better candy up there, though. Like, it's a lot more wafer-centric up there. Like, Kit Kats are way bigger up there than down here.
Oh, yeah, like, everywhere.
The packaging's just a little bit different, too. Mm-hmm. But it surprises me that not that many cereals go up there. Do you all happen to know why that is?
I don't know. Cereal politics, maybe.
Oh, some cereals are just getting held down by the man. That's just the nature of it. Well, I know you guys participated in WWE tryouts last year, too. Mm-hmm. How was that? Who hit you up and said, come on in and do these tryouts?
So it's so we live in Vancouver, and we oftentimes fly ourselves to, like, Europe or, like, camps and stuff just to get experience and more eyes on us. And that was at a time where we're, like, we're doing everything right, training hard and stuff, and, like, nothing was clicking. And all of a sudden, randomly, out of the blue, we get the email saying we're invited to the tryouts.
The first ever Canadian WWE tryout. There was 42 of us. It was 2 days.
So it came at a good time because, like, you never know who's watching what we do. So it gave us, like, whatever we're doing is working and stuff.
Like, whether it's just making vlogs or this. Like, people do watch. Like, once Jeff Jarrett messaged us, like, keep up the vlogs or Merry Christmas. Like, you never know what people are going to see. But anyway, what was I going to say? see, this would happen.
Sharing a brain cell thing sometimes, like... No, but the tryout was good.
Oh, they basically said, keep up the good work, keep getting experience, and focus on your social media.
And we feel like we crushed the tryout. We were happy with ourselves. Like, no, like, I don't think we did bad at all. So.
No, we were happy with it, which is good.
And, I mean, it seems like you all did pretty well on that keep up with your social media thing. You guys have made yourselves more visible, and I mean, that goes a long way, I mean, in gaining buzz. Do you guys ever catch heat for social media? Because you're very nice guys. Are there people that are like, there's no way they could be this nice, and I think
people that know us, we are, I think, super nice.
And it's weird, because when some of our videos blew up, I didn't think it reached the wrestling community. I feel like it was so, like, non-wrestling community. We're like, okay, cool, we're blowing up on this, but, like, no one in wrestling. I don't know if they're on TikTok or anything. But I don't know. I think it's definitely helps. Like, we're getting to the point where we can't leave the house at all without anyone yelling. Or maybe we'll get into it.
We'll get into it. I mean, I solicited questions, and both Shazza McKenzie and Brian Pillman said, who painted the Mona Lisa?
Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Da Vinci. Oh, we got it.
Wow. So, I mean, you all are getting this all the time now.
In the mall.
We can't, Superstar. Like, Christmas shop. We have to Christmas shop when the high schoolers are in school, or, like, can't. I mean, it's fine if people say hi, but sometimes they just film us.
If you guys don't know, we made a video that we say who painted the Mona Lisa, we say Da Vinci. And it blew up on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok like crazy.
it was inescapable. It was all over the place. Like, anytime I've mentioned you guys on social media, it's like reply, Da Vinci. I mean, this probably opened you up to a whole different demographic too, right?
I think it's still insane. Like,
we became a meme. Like, there's some so good classic memes, and now we became a meme. That's so funny. I think it's because we look silly, our voices are silly, and I think it's not even the Da Vinci, it's the Mona Lisa. Yeah. I think that's very underrated as well.
I mean, I see, like, a lot of, like, edits of it, too, like, on YouTube or anything like that, people doing it and adding to it. Like, have you all been seeing a lot of those? I mean, I'm sure that your social media gets blown up with it every day, too. Like, there are people who are still just discovering it. Like, every day, that's the beauty of TikTok.
It even, like, trended on, like, Canada, UK, and stuff. It just, every, like, we see, they don't even tag us.
Yeah, we have to look for it. And there's some like really cool ones. There's some really weird ones where like our face on like a cat. We're like, what's going on?
has there been a point where you're like, oh man, this is too much. I don't know if I can handle
it. It was a little overwhelming, especially the first 2 weeks. Like we made a cameo. Our cameo
blew up like crazy. Like we filmed over 300 cameos now. Just saying, like, DaVinci.
Like, DaVinci wishes you a happy birthday! But it's like, our screen time on our phones, especially in, like, the first 2 weeks, was, like, 12 hours or something crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody was tagging us. Like, people were reposting the meme, and we had to capitalize and be like, no, dude, this is us.
This is us.
We're the ones that... So, I think we did, without putting in that work, we'd have way less followers on like certain platforms.
Yeah, that type of stuff is important. You got to protect the thing that you helped create and make the most out of it. And it seems like you guys have, because like I said, I mean, I had wrestlers from like AEW and other companies that were just like DaVinci when I said, hey guys, what questions do you have for these fellas? So, I mean, and not only that, I mean, it's not necessarily wrestling centric. So the fact that it crossed over and they seemed to do that, has it affected your wrestling bookings at all? Have you had people that are like, well, maybe not even right now, but when things go back to normal, we want to capitalize on this too.
Definitely. It's super interesting because you could see it both ways. Like we wouldn't make a TikTok if there was wrestling in this.
We could have been bummed out, right? Because we could have so capitalized on this in the wrestling community. Mm-hmm. But also we wouldn't have had this we wouldn't have made videos like this if we were wrestling steadily.
But a couple promotions reached out, but we can't even cross the border. We'll have to wait. That's not really in our mind, or it's in our mind, but I mean, you don't know when you're gonna get to America. But from the shows, we wrestled for RCW in Calgary 16 times during the pandemic.
We had 16 pandemic matches. Oh, yes. We were still grinding.
And when the Mona Lisa video blew up, so much people, non-wrestling fans, came to those shows. So on a much smaller scale,
know that when it is safe to travel, our immediate plans is to like go to like Eastern America or Europe or both. Instantly, because
we're at the same time.
You go one way, I go. Because also, like when the pandemic hit, we had a 3-week Europe trip planned, and we only were there for 2 days. We were supposed to wrestle for like Body Slam in Denmark,
HCW
in Hungary and Germany.
So everything is just getting pushed back a year.
Fortunately, if you all have to do one booking here, one booking somewhere else, you got Luther that can split time, and they'll just think it's both of you guys, and you guys will be all right.
By the way, Luther's been killing it on AEW as well. Just got to say,
love that dude. He's such a wonderful guy, and obviously, you two are very creative minded. You all are constantly creating content, and I've found that mostly if people get into pro wrestling, they are creators. They want to create like art within the ring, art outside the ring, art with their words, all that. Are you all already thinking like, okay, well, we can do this creatively with this meme or that meme or this and sort of spiral it off into a storyline type of thing?
So our strategy, not really strategy, but some people say quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. We're all about quantity. We just make whatever and whatever hits.
Well, I think we're just pretty much building up like this idea of like two fun, silly, maybe not the brightest kind of twins. I mean, that's kind of us in real life. And I think that is just going to carry over to our wrestling persona.
Plus we realized like we got to just do things our own way. Like so much like wrestlers are just like playing characters. I'm like, we're just going to be ourselves and like wrestlers don't have TikTok, which gives us a reason to just like stand out and be different as well.
And there are a lot of people, quite frankly, who are like, oh man, I don't like TikTok or anything on it. And those people will probably be like, you know what? I'd like to see those guys go through a table.
No, for sure.
Like, you all get a lot of that too?
Even like us, like we really want to wrestle like the Briscoes, just throwing that out. Because there's so much good matchups, like, being the way we look.
I think our character is like super polar opposites of like a lot of teams.
There's no tag team that looks like us.
None.
Except
us. Even like there's even so few twins. Like there's the Tate twins. There's like, I mean, there's obviously Nikki and Brie and Usos. But like, I don't know.
We're not so Moen.
So Moen.
So, I mean, are y'all fraternal or identical?
Identical.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, do you all... Is that a thing that you all study, or you kind of try to do your own thing? Do you all look at other teams that are that have been twins in the past? Because you all are categorically different than these people. Like you mentioned, even though there have been twin teams, you all are way different than those guys or girls.
I think we just come up with our own ideas. I don't know. It's weird because a lot of people I don't know how to explain it.
Because a lot of people are inspired by certain wrestlers, but we have no one to look at because there's no one like us before us.
Yeah, there's not a template for what you guys are doing.
It's a lonely road.
Well, as we wrap up, let people know where they can follow you on social media. Of course, TikTok, YouTube. You guys are producing a whole lot of content right now, a lot of entertaining stuff, and I see you guys everywhere.
Cool. Let's get into it. So everything is pretty much Voros Twins, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. We're doing weekly vlogs on YouTube, youtube.com/Voros Twins.
Just go along with the ride. You never know where we're going to pop up in the wrestling world. So just stay tuned. Drink lots of water. Whoa.
Ours is bigger. Ours is bigger.
You all share, though. Not fair.
We share.
Not fair.
Deshaun?
We since it's Christmas time, we want to give you a quick gift.
Oh, a quick little gift.
Oh, please.
We want to give you the power of Da Vinci.
Woo! What more could you ask for, people? Follow these guys. Keep up with these guys. You're going to be seeing them all over the place. Voros Twins, I want to thank you all so much.
Cool. Thank you. My hands. I can't control my hands.
With our hands, so.
There we go.
Until next time, guys, we're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.